It drew national attention in 1984 when scientists from the UW, DNR, and other agencies lowered a plastic curtain into a pristine hourglass-shaped lake in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. The barrier blocked water and effectively split Little Rock Lake into two basins. To simulate the acid rain that fell over parts of the U.S., research boats like this one sprayed acid into one of the basins. The other basin was largely left undisturbed as a natural monitor of the changing environment. This week, the DNR announced the long-term research project will come to an end on July 29th, when the plastic curtain is removed. Researchers say they learned a lot over the last 30 years. The UW's Tim Kratz says during the 6 years of acidification, some troubling things were found.
The fish community was affected in that the largemouth bass in the lake were unable to reproduce during the time of the maximum acidification. There were large algal mats that occurred on the bottom of the lake, and the plankton community changed dramatically.
Kratz says most of the effects confirmed what other researchers had found comparing different types of lakes. He says after the acid dumping stopped, Little Rock Lake eventually recovered chemically. Along the way, the findings helped shape a Wisconsin acid rain law that reduced sulfur dioxide emissions from coal-burning power plants. That law later influenced the 1990 Federal Clean Air Act amendments. As a diver collected water samples from Little Rock Lake, scientists were also making other discoveries at the Vilas County site. The DNR's Carl Watrous says a few years into the acidification, it became clear that mercury concentrations in small fish were going up. Most of the mercury was coming from the burning of coal. Watrous and others found that as the lake became more acidic, a toxic form of the mercury accumulated more in fish species.
So by increasing the loading of sulfate to the system, we're inadvertently fueling this methylmercury cycle. When you couple those two together with the atmospheric deposition of acid rain and acid deposition of mercury through mercury rain, you kind of get a double hit on the system.
Watrous says he hopes a Wisconsin mercury rule passed a few years ago will also succeed in better protecting fish and the people and critters that eat them. As boats travel the lakes of the north, the UW's Tim Kratz says there's at least one more project at Little Rock that's made a difference. Kratz says in one basin they removed trees that had fallen into shallow water and assessed how fish reacted.
We lost yellow perch. The largemouth bass started to grow much more slowly, and their diets shifted.
Kratz says the findings confirm that wood in shallow water is often great habitat, and that's helped shape best practices for managing lake shorelines. Despite the beneficial findings from Little Rock Lake, the DNR's Carl Watrous is concerned about one thing, that climate change, when it triggers less precipitation, has dropped water levels in northern lakes. So Watrous says Little Rock's acid and methylmercury levels have been going back up. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.